WHCOM's director Stephen Cheung, Nobel Committee not choosing Trump places politics over peace. By Lowell Coffey Law on October 10, 2025. The White House's top communication aide Friday accused the Norwegian Nobel Committee of playing politics for not selecting President Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. "The Nobel Committee proved they place politics over peace," wrote White House Communications Director Stephen Cheung in a post on X. The committee decided to award the 2025 prize to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela and for her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition from dictatorship to democracy. Cheung also wrote that the choice will not factor into the president's passion to end conflicts overseas. "President Trump will continue making peace deals, ending wars, and saving lives," Cheung wrote. "He has the heart of a humanitarian. And there will never be anyone like him who can move mountains with the sheer force of his will." Trump allies lobbied for weeks to have the president win the prestigious award, The Hill reported. They pointed out his work to resolve at least 7 international conflicts in his second term. He also received backing from several countries including Israel, Cambodia, and Pakistan. However, The Hill pointed out Trump was considered a long shot for the award as nominations are required to be in by February 1st. Months before the president compiled his astonishing record of resolving conflicts between warring countries. Representative Ana Paulina Luna, RFL, formally nominated the president on Thursday for his work brokering a peace deal between Israel and Hamas. On Wednesday night, the president announced that Israel and Hamas had agreed on the first phase of a deal to end the 2-year-long war in Gaza and to exchange hostages and prisoners. President Trump and his negotiators were credited with putting the peace deal together not only between Israel and Hamas but enlisting the help and support of surrounding Arab nations. Trump wrote in one of his posts, "This is a great day for the Arab and Muslim world, Israel, all surrounding nations and the United States of America, and we thank the mediators from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey, who worked with us to make this historic and unprecedented event happen." Trump previously had said last month it would be an insult to our country if he did not get the Peace Prize. But on Thursday downplayed to reporters his chances of receiving the award. "They'll have to do what they do," he said of the committee. "Whatever they do is fine. I know this, I didn't do it for that. I did it because I saved a lot of lives." Contributor Lowell Coffey is the author of the New York Times bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffield.com for more.